All right, so let's start the Mishnah on Erevin. Beis Amenov. Okay, so Rashi explains like this, that what? The Mishnah is really, it's a funny Mishnah how it's written, isn't it? Because it never mentions the word of the, it never mentions anything about the Korah.
Right?
Just as a mavoi that's higher than 20 amos, you might. So Rashi has to explain. What does it mean? It means you put a Korah l'mala me'asrim amos. Yeah. And what's a Korah? No, but what is it physically?
It's a beam
across the top. Where is it placed? It's placed essentially over the walls of the mavoi, right? So a mavoi is a
an alley,
right? It has two walls on two parallel walls and sometimes a back wall, right? And it's open to what? To the Rishus Rab. Now, what was the function of the mavoi? Let's just get an idea of what's going on here. What was the function of the mavoi?
A closed mavoi.
What the mavoi is that the chatzeros are open into it, right? So people used to live in they'd have houses around a chatzer, right? And that's where they would do their main tashmish in the chatzer. And then the chatzeros would open into the mavoi. And from the mavoi, they'd go into the Rishus Rab. Right? Okay. So, if you have a korah on the mavoi, the malam asrim amo, then it's then you have to lower it. Okay, so Rashi explains. So, what is this korah for? It's to be matir letaltel lesocha. It's to be matir carrying within it. Go ahead. How does it matir that? Okay. So Rashi's trying to explain now how could you be matir, how you matir tiltal with just a korah,
right?
So he explains that really midoraisa, the only hotzah that's aser is hotzah rishus harabim, and a rishus harabim is really a thoroughfare or a marketplace that's large, like it says in Shabbos. Has to be like the Digle Midbar. So that's going to be either, it's going to be what? It's going to have to be 16 amos
wide
and opened. Right? Not a dead end. Okay, but a mavoi. Right? So Rashi is explaining that it's not, that a mavoi is not a Rosh Hashanah. Right? Because the Rosh Hashanah has two requirements. Has to be 16 amos wide and opened. That's called mefulash. The fulash means open on both sides. Okay, you can pass through it. It was normally, yeah, okay, you pass through it. So Rashi says that what? Hilkach, lo avish ram batsim yudvavama, rochav mufulash mi beiz roshan. So it has to have both. It has to have 16 wide and open on both sides. Right? Oval mavoi katzer. Mavoi is more narrow. So it's not 16 amos wide. Now he still goes, V'inami, that what? V'inami rochavu. But if, let's say, the mavoi is 16 amos wide, right, then what? Then it has to be eino mefulash. Right? It's very simple. You need two requirements.
Right. So you
did
have one and not the other.
Elo rosho echad pasuach l'rishus rab, rosho echad sosom. Interesting Rashi. The other side is closed off. Yeah. The iavi mefulash, meaning to say, if the one that's 16 amos wide is a mefulash,
that sounds like just a rabbin, like that's almost repetitive.
Lo avi mystery bekorah, meaning you can't, you know, the korah is not a matir for a tiltal daraisa. That's what he's trying to express.
But even if it was less 16 amos mefulash, the korah wouldn't matir.
That's a good question.
A korah on each end wouldn't do that.
No, the Rashi's not wrong, because if you had a real rishus harabim. Right. If you had a real Rishus HaRabim, you would need doors to turn it into a Rishus HaYachid. Dalsos. You'd need actual doors. Okay. But if it was less than 16 amos wide, you would need a Tzuras HaPesach on one side and a Lechi or a Korah on the other side. But it is funny how Rashi is. It is a little strange here, this Rashi, why he's talking about the Mefulash. It sounds like he's saying the Mefulash also a Kohen would work on. But it wouldn't work in the same way as the Sosum. You have to do something to the other side. You have to close off the other side with at least the Suras of Pesach. But anyway, his main point here is that what? Kavan.
Even the Lavish is a Rabbin, but we share the Taltuli, Rabbanon gazra la'av nishum da'asi la'achuz yichufe b'rishas harab v'sharuya v'kanasa l'achi okora v'li havi hakera d'lo l'isi l'mishre v'rishas harab v'gamura.
Okay, so he's saying like this. So what's the halachic landscape before this takana is that the mavoi, let's talk about the mavoi sasam. That's the main case. Let's talk about mavoi sasam midaraisa is mutter to carry in. Right? The only thing is that since it really functions like a pathway and it goes right into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, there's a chashash that people are going to confuse it with the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Right?
He says tilto and not hotza because you have Dalai Lama's Rosh Hashanah Rabbim?
Yeah. So chachamim, so right, asi lechlufi Rosh Hashanah Rabbim.
That was the problem.
Yeah, that was the problem. So what's the remedy? What's the remedy?
They get a status of
the Shusha. Doesn't say that.
Well, give it an answer.
He just says you need a hacker. You need a hacker. It's interesting, Rashi. Yeah. So I mean, the way Rashi seems to be formulating it is what? It's an interesting formulation. He's saying that what that the problem was, it would be confused between with the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So there goes there on it. And what was the remedy? Something to remind you that it's not the same as Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Right? That's the nature of the remedy. A hecker. The nature of the remedy is a hecker. That as long as you know you need to put a korah or a lechi here, then you know. Once you put the Korah or the Lechi here, let's put it that way, now you know it's not just an open Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. With the Korah and the Lechi, now in your mind, you won't confuse it. It's an affected area. Right? So it removes the problem of confusing it with the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Right? Some tikkun to... Well, what does it mean it's a hecker? That's the interesting thing, right? What does it mean it's a hecker? I mean, what does it mean the heter is that it's a hecker? It implies what? In other words, why you say you make it into a... You're changing it. You're turning it into another thing.
And it sounds like you're saying it's the same thing. It's just that the only problem was that you mix it up. And
correct.
The hecker shows you that it's not...
Yeah. Right. It implies that there really is no halachic difference between the two. Right. It's just now you have the mavoi with a hecker. Right.
Matir.
Hate to say it, but it sounds like a matir, right? Right. It's a matir. There's an isser. They formulated it as an isser with a matir. But the interesting thing is that what. The matir is just a recognition of the isser, right? Yeah. Right. No, the rabbanon are not saying don't carry in a mavoi. Then you'd have to transform it into something else.
They're saying
that a mavoi, that in order to carry in a mavoi, you need to add something. To make it to, yeah.
Sorry, I'm missing something. Good. I was under the impression that Midoraisa.
This specific Mova case.
Oh, okay.
In other words, it wasn't a progression where they decided to asser it. And, no, it's just, let's put it this way. The whole institution of the Isser and the Heter itself are what prevents the confusion between a Mova and a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. It's not that they said Mavoi is too similar to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, so we're going to asser the tiltol. And then it just turns out that you can do something to turn it out, to remove it from being a mavoi. That would be like they created an isser, but they defined the mavoi in a certain way. And now we can naturally figure out a way to get out of their isser. Right? That's not the way it works. They wanted a person to use a mavoi, but they wanted it to be used bringing to mind that it's different. So they said, use it only this way. You understand?
We were wondering about that because when we were reading the Rambam, he starts like...
Right. Right. It's not like a Gzeirah Bisar Of. It's not like a Gzeirah Bisar Of. But the mavoi is... There never was an intention that you shouldn't use a mavoi. But you have to use it in a way that's not going to create a confusion between a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and the mavoi. So if it's used with something that is makes it nicker, that it's different from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim that you're going into, then it's mutter. They created the Isser and the Matir together.
What would you be violating if you don't have
the Isser Rabbanon of mavoi?
Structurally, it's the same as the Gzeirah Bisar Of, the same from the wine.
No, it's not structurally the same.
What's the difference?
It's not structurally the same.
Okay.
In other words, if you have the Isser of Bisar Of, right? So then that means there's an absolute Isser on Bisar Of. Now the only way to eat Bisar Of would be for it to not to be Bisar Of. Right? There'd be no Matir, you can eat Bisar Of if you're also doing this. Okay, that's contrary to the idea of a takona on Bisar Of. Right? But over here, if you're going to say that the Isser is on Mavoi, per se, like a Cheftza of Bisar Of, then the only way it would be Mutter is if it's no longer a Mavoi.
Really
you can't just add something to it and make it Mutter.
It's not a Hetter.
Now, of course, whenever you have an absolute Isser, it's absolute. There's no such thing as a Matir. It'd have to be that it's simply not the case. But over here, they're not doing that. Because it's not that they don't want you to carry in the mavoi. It's they have in order for this whole scheme to work, there has to be now a new institution of mavoi. The isser has to be formulated in terms of a new institution of mavoi wherein lechi and korah are recognized as entities. You understand? Yeah. So now the isser is not on mavoi per se. The Isser is now on a certain kind of a mavoi. You understand? I don't want to go into the details too much, but you have to recognize over here that it's formulated as an institution of mavoi which recognizes characteristics of lechi and korah, which wouldn't exist if it was just an Isser on mavoi straight. For instance, in the Carmelists, you can't just go and put up a lechi, and these things just don't exist. They only are phenomena of mavoi. Even in the chatzir, it won't work. The chatzir doesn't recognize it. There's specific rules for chatzir and there's specific rules for mavoi. And the nature of the isser was to... The nature of the system over here is to create an institution that now has isurim and heterim. But that's what Rashi's saying. They didn't say you can only carry when it's not a mavoi. The matir is just the fact that it's nicker that it's a mavoi. On the contrary, not to change it from being a mavoi. The nature of the matir was simply to bring to mind that you're in a different area than the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. As opposed to if it was Nisra and Bisar Of, there's no heter to remind a guy it's not regular basar. You can't say if a guy is telling you it's not really meat, you can eat it. That's an isra on the substance. Over here, this drabbanon is formulated as a new institution of mavoi with an isser and a heter.
I think it's not part of the universal karmelists, right?
I mean, it does raise an interesting question. This is a machlokas rishonim, whether the mavoi is really a rishus hayachid or not. Okay, I think most rishonim hold the three walls makes it a real rishus hayachid. Okay, so then that removes your question of karmelists. That really it would be Rosh Hashanah Yachid. The only thing is they were gozer that you shouldn't carry in it like you carry in because then you'll carry into in a Rishus Hayach, in a Rishus Rabim as well. But the Rambam holds that only four walls are Rishus Hayach. So he would have to hold that it'd be an interesting. I mean, this is, according to him, it's interesting, right? Because there already is a Gzera on Carmelis. There already is a Gzera on Carmelis. So according to him, they really would, it really is in order to be matir the total of the kam, of the mavoi. Mm-hmm. They really wanted to be matir the total of the mavoi. According to Rashi, there was a total of the mavoi anyway, because it was shusiyachid, mm-hmm. Right? It was originally shusiyachid. The only thing is, they don't want you to do total in the mavoi, because of chashash that you're going to confuse it with the shusar rab. But according to the Rambam, you need four walls for shusiyachid. So it really would be a karmelis anyway. So then you have to say that the institution was really to be matir.
So then,
in other words, what are we starting at? We're starting at with an iser total or with a heter total. According to Rashi, the Rishonim, it's really which is yachid. So there's a heter total anyway. So now the whole thing was first asering and then matiring. What if you hold it's a karmelis?
It's already
aser. So you have to say they're coming to be matir.
You
only.
Never enacted an iser on mavoi. You know, working often, iser karmelis has applied to mavoi.
I don't know. It's something to think about. It's something to think about. Right. Right. In other words, in the iser, they have to, in the very nature of the iser and the heter, they have to construct a mavoi that is unfixed and a mavoi that is fixed. And the iser is going to only be on the unfixed mavoi. You can't say they just made an iser on mavoi, because the Kor and the Lechi wouldn't be Ola, wouldn't change it from being a Mavoi. Has to be in the Isser. They created the Isser, Vihiti Ruah, Vishar Yua B'Takanta. That's all that the Heter is now on a Mavoi Mesukan. That's the Heter. But the terminology of Mesukan and not is only based on the fact that when the Isser is created, it's created recognizing these different qualities. These qualities don't exist naturally, right?
Again,
of fixed and not fixed, the takana doesn't exist naturally.
So they had to institute
the whole institution of mavoi, with defining a fixed mavoi and an unfixed mavoi. Okay, so now you have machlokas tanoim. Rabbi Yehuda says you don't need to lower it. You don't need to lower it. Okay, go ahead. Now, what if it's wider than 10 amos? So the Mishnah is giving you the dimensions of here. Higher than 20, you have to lower. And Rabbi Yehuda says you don't. Okay? Now, wider than 10 amos, you also have to lessen. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Rashi.
Zehu shir ruchav stam sachet.
So Rashi's now giving you saying that he doesn't tell you by the higher than 20 anything, right? But wider than 10, he says, why can't it be wider than 10? Because a stam pesach, that's the shear of a stam pesach.
Where's that from?
That's what the Gemara. We'll get into that. That's the shear of a stam pesach. But in general, that's true. Like whenever you have a wall, as long as the opening, if you have a wall around a yard, right, you can have an opening up to 10 amos. That's just considered the pesach, because every wall has a pesach. I mean, there's always a pesach.
Always
got to get in. Okay. So up to 10, that's a shear of a pesach. But if it's more than that, it's not called a Pesach, it's called a Pirtza. What's the difference conceptually between Pesach and Pirtza? It's a good question. Gap is a neutral kind of a word.
Breach.
It's a breach. It's a breach.
Right. It seems like it's like. Can you
I mean, that's what the word means. Ufaratzta. It means to break out. Right, to break out. I mean, gap is an interesting. Gap is just means it's missing. Breach means it's counter. Right. So it really comes up, there's three things. Pesach is part of it. The Pesach is it functions for the wall. And the Pirtza is it's connected the wall. It's the antithesis, it's a force, it's an expression of a force against the wall. Like the wall is to retain, and here it failed to retain. And a gap we'll have to think about. That's a neutral term. We don't know what the...
Is there a Hebrew word for that?
I don't know. The Gemara does... Seems that you need a Pirtza. We'll have to see. When we get later on, we'll see. If something is a hole but not big enough, it's not considered a Pirtza. It's not... doesn't necessarily...
When
the
Rambam talks about Pesach, then is he... He says
In the Perish Pnaeus, you mean?
No, Mr. Torah, he says, how wide does...
Yes, so why do we need a Pesach? Yes, so why do we need a Pesach? It says, V'onan bin on Pesach. Pirtz is no good, only a Pesach. I mean, this is a yesod in the whole sugya. That the Lechi and the Korah are only matir Pesach and not a Pirtz. Only matir Pesach and not a Pirtz. What? Right. We'll have to think about that. Go ahead.
Okay.
But conceptually, what's the difference between the Pesach and the Pirtza? Conceptually speaking, it would really be a difference about what? I mean, it really would be a difference if the three walls are considered connected.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, if I have a mavoi over here, have my mavoi, three walls. So, if this opening is considered a Pesach, then essentially I'm saying it's enclosed. It's an enclosed area. Because a Pesach means the area is considered enclosed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If it's a Pirtza, then it means these two walls that face each other, they're not connected. Okay. So you say a lechi and a korah only work when essentially the area is already enclosed. A hecker has to point to the fact that this, apparently, I mean, just al pi svara, just winging it over here a little, you'd say that the lechi and the korah are a hecker, that this is an enclosed area.
Which is how you know not to continue.
But if it's not really enclosed to begin with, because there's no Pesach, it can't be a hecker to anything. Right? Go ahead.
So, the initial surah of Pesach, Afa Pishu Rachav Ne'as Amos, Inzara Pamayi.
Vim Yeshlo Tzuras HaPesach. So what's a Tzuras HaPesach?
Rashi, Tzuras HaPesach, Lefi
Mikan,
the Lefi Mikan, the Korah Al-Gavayan.
Right, so that's two uprights and one crossbeam. So then, Ein Tzarech Lema'et. Yeah. So first of all, I have a couple of questions in this Mishnah. We'll get to them in the Gemara, hopefully. One question is, what does Rabbi Yehuda say about the width?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
He only argues on the height in the Mishnah. What does he hold about the width in the Mishnah? Right? And what about the height for the Tzuras HaPesach? Right? The Mishnah only says wider than 10... if there's a Tzuras HaPesach, but what about if it's Tzuras HaPesach higher than 20?
Mm-hmm.
Right. A few things left out in this Mishnah. Right. Okay, we'll pick it up tomorrow. Where do you want to start? Want to start the next piece?
Next question.
Yeah.